Dunn County in western Wisconsin says it shouldn't have to comply with a court order telling it to help pay for community placement options for a woman known as Judy Kay, who has developmental disabilities. She's currently in a healthcare institution in western Wisconsin. Advocates for people with disabilities say the law requires counties, along with the state and federal governments, to chip in money so people like Judy Kay can live in the least restrictive setting possible, being part of their communities as much as they can. But the county interprets the law differently, and Dunn County's lawyer Nicholas Lang says it wouldn't be possible anyway.
You know, ideally we'd like to be able to have everyone for whom a community placement is appropriate have that, but it's just not possible with the money that's available.
Lang says any government has trouble providing all the services it wants to. He notes Wisconsin's state government is having similar problems, but Jeff Spitzner-Resnick with the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy disagrees with that philosophy. He doesn't care if it would cost a lot to give everybody in Judy Kay's position a home in the community.
It might, but even if it does, we're talking about fundamental rights of liberty. When the founding fathers said life or liberty, they didn't say, but not if it costs too much. And essentially that's what the county says. Well, Judy Kay can have her liberty unless it costs too much. And other people like her can have her liberty unless it costs too much. That's not the American way.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court may decide whether the state's counties have to pay for community-based living for people with disabilities. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.